You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
What's up, boys and girls? Bing is for doing. We're here doing another after-show recap for So You Think You Can Dance, Season 9, Episode 7. I'm your host, AJ Gibson, along with the lovely, lovely Kristen Burt. We also have a special guest in the studio tonight, Season 7 contestant Alexi Agdepa.
Yeah.
Agdepa. Oh, I got
it.
I was so nervous.
I know.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're kind of a stunner.
Am I?
I like the bedazzled collar.
Thank you. My studs.
That's right. You do got some studs, girl.
I said I had an appearance today. I got a bling.
Oh, that's right. You know what your collar reminds me of? Bejeweled. Do you play it on iPhone? I downloaded it the other day and I'm obsessed. So I'm going to stare at your collar the entire night.
I thought you meant Bejeweled like the 90s studs. Bejeweled.
Oh, no. Well, maybe that too.
That's bedazzled.
Oh, my gosh.
I call the game Bejazzled because I always get it wrong. I'm like, Bejazzled. What are you doing? I'm playing Bejazzled. That's not the name of the game. Moving on. So, big episode, top 20, actual first live performances with results coming, as opposed to a couple weeks ago when they performed and just for fun.
I know nothing happened, which is kind of weird. And then we missed a week because of
then
the 4th of July.
Then we took a week off,
And so we're kind of like limping to our first.
we've been limping for weeks. Yeah.
It's coming. Dun, dun, dun.
They brought it tonight.
They did.
I think the opening number, the top 20 performance choreographed by Chris Scott, correct?
Yes.
You called it right away.
Of course.
I don't know enough about these choreographers. I can name every now and then, if I see like a Nappy Tabs number or Mia Michaels, I can tell, or Tyce Diorio, like the ones who've been on forever. But I had no idea.
No.
But you called it, and it was phenomenal. It was a kind of an office setting, a little throwback to like Mad Men style. It's one of the best group numbers I remember seeing on the show. I said it was one of my favorites. The one I always call out is the one, I don't remember what season it was, where they're all like zombies. The one that had Danielle on that season.
I think it was season 2.
And, yeah, it was right
the
at the
one
beginning.
By Wade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's who choreographed. I couldn't remember.
Yes.
But I loved this number. What do you think about him as a choreographer?
I love his stuff.
Yeah.
Conceptually, it's really interesting. And the way that he uses his dancers is really interesting as well. He takes a lot of the strengths out of them, and he uses that.
Mm-hmm.
That one number a couple weeks ago with the martial arts guy, the stepper.
Cole, yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And Cyrus, I was blown away.
Oh, he did that number also?
Yes.
That was a great number.
And, yeah, his stuff's always pretty brilliant.
I'm going to start to fall in love with him now this season, I think.
I love his stuff.
Yeah, I liked it. I loved how it was very, I don't know how to say this, it felt very industrial to me, very kind of like, it was a very strong number, and every move was very concise and very just powerful and very
strong.
I'm pounding the desk, I'm going to break it. But yeah.
It's stark, though. It's very stark, even though there's props and there's dancers, but the precision was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. There was not a single person off. The camera was catching everyone, and it looked great.
I said it reminded me of the opening ceremonies of 2008 Olympics in Beijing, because
totally.
Everybody was so like dead on.
I was like,
I don't know. I'm like, how could you get 20 people to do that? Well, China got 8,000 people to do it, so way to go, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
I thought it was impressive. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was a great opening. I didn't realize, though, maybe I just don't pay attention. They don't do that live. They do that ahead of time, and they tape it.
Mm-hmm.
So who do they tape it in front of? How do they get an audience in there just to tape that? How does that work?
They do it, I think, if I remember correctly, they do it twice.
Okay.
So one where there's no audience, and they can catch all the cool shots and whatnot.
Okay.
And then they do it again with an audience so they can catch those back shots when you can see people.
Got it.
Tricky.
Oh, that is interesting. Oh. I thought it was interesting also how they gave the one guy a little solo. The guy with the turns.
Oh, the turn.
They called him out later. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Nice little standout moment.
Well, he can do like eight.
Yeah.
I mean, his pirouettes are pretty amazing. I know. Yeah.
It's yet to be determined if he's a Danny Tidwell or not, because Danny's terms, I'm in love with him. But that guy's pretty fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Darian.
Mm-hmm.
Not Darion. Not to be confused with the House of Darion.
No, Beyonce.
I love you, Beyonce. Sub B. So, moving into it, we've got... again, we've got one guy and one girl going home this season. So it makes you watch the show a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see the pairs now, because before I always watched these duos and I was like, they're at the end of the day, they're going to have to compete with each other. Well, maybe not now. You might be paired up with somebody and now it adds a different dynamic to the relationship and you're no longer looking at each other's competition, so you can completely trust each other. You don't have to necessarily try to outshine each other, which might bring out, I'm realizing this as I'm saying this, I might actually like this. Because it allows each dancer to try to encourage the other one and bring the best out of them instead of, trying to...
Being their competition.
Yeah.
So it took you until week six before I could finally convince you that this might be a good idea.
It's week seven, right. Kristen.
It's week seven. I'm sorry.
No. But, yeah, kind of. I don't know. I still don't know if I love it, but I'm trying to find the good in it.
My one
yeah.
concern, I thought about that tonight, just watching some of the dancers and everything, is that even if you do a good job or your partner doesn't do a good job, sometimes you might get judged by the audience at home as a couple. And that's the one danger.
Yeah.
That is the one danger, because you're dancing as individuals this season.
So. It's so true. Yeah. Especially with the judges' comments. They do take into account how you interact with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So that, it's a huge impact on what the audience sees, especially if you're not a dancer and you don't know what exactly is going on technically.
I'm clearly not one of those people. I obviously know a lot about dance, so being 6'5 and all. From the Midwest.
You'd be brilliant.
Right. My lines are flawless. All right. So our first pair of the evening is, how do I say his name? Keon and Whitney. Whitney's fierce. Keon's not too bad himself. He's all right. They do a Louis Van Amstel a number. What kind of?
Samba.
Samba. See, that's why you're here.
Bachacadas and
I just
hits.
Know it's some sort of ballroom something.
Something. Whatever it is.
Right, yeah. It was cool.
It was spicy ballroom.
Yeah, it was a hard spicy ballroom. It was a difficult number, I thought.
But that's very Louis Van Amstel. I mean, if you see any of his stuff on Dancing with the Stars, it's very quick feet. He does a lot of, jerky, sharp movements. And what you see is what you get. He has signature choreographic movements from Louis.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I was wondering about that while I watched it, because he's one of those guys I've watched on Dancing with the Stars for so long. But he's never won the show, and he's usually not top two or top three. I think that he's the type that he really pushes his dancers, but doesn't necessarily always choreograph to the dancer,
mm-hmm.
which it might be a weakness on that show, and maybe on this one too, because I felt like especially for Keon,
Keon.
I felt like for him, he did a great job, but you definitely saw his weaknesses. Yeah. Where a lot of these other choreographers, for instance, I think Nappy Tabs, when they choreograph, they always choreograph to your strengths, I feel like. And they really showcase your individual talents. And obviously, it's a totally different style, so maybe I'm just completely off base here. But I felt like he really exposed Keon in some areas. He didn't really give him anything. He didn't water the choreography down, mm-hmm. which is commendable. But from a competitor standpoint, maybe not the best, idea week one. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the intricate footwork and stuff like that, you started seeing a little bit of sloppiness here and there. And partnering is his issue. I spotted that a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I said, this is going to be a big deal. And we noticed it in the dance this week, too, when he was working with Whitney. So, he does definitely have some things to work on. Whitney was pretty comfortable in it, but overall, I just thought the dance was kind of boring.
Yeah, I thought it was a good way to open the show. I didn't think it was a bad dance. Mary put them on the hot tamale train, which I thought was a little premature.
Yep.
I love a good hot tamale as much as the next guy, however. but then Kenny called, giving Whitney due credit, she was... pretty flawless. I think she was great. I think that she danced the heck out of that number not having a strong partner. Because there were a lot of times where she just kind of had to catch herself. She had to pull herself out of spins and whatever. I don't know.
She just had to sell it.
Yes, and she did. Yeah, she did. I was impressed with that. Kenny Ortega said that she was hotter than Marilyn Monroe on...
Some
Like It Hot. Yeah. That was a compliment.
That's a fun compliment.
I think it's a fair one, too, because she's a feisty little, curvaceous little 18-year-old.
She's got fire.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
She deserved to be on the hot tamale train.
My eye always goes to her.
Yeah.
On TV camera.
Absolutely. And I don't know exactly why. It's because one of those things. The X factor. It's that
je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
She's got it.
She
Duende.
Does.
Yeah. It's a soul.
Yeah. I like her. I think I'm definitely a fan of her. Keon.
I am, too.
Keon. He looks, you know what? His backside looked fantastic in those pants. I'll give him that.
Ballroom dancer,
yeah,
butt.
Once again, he had those tights on a couple weeks ago. He had silver pants. I'm like, all right, Keon, that booty going to get you through a few rounds, but you got to pick it up eventually.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing because he's got great technique on his own, but working with someone else is going to be his challenge.
Well, and ballroom's hard because that's all it is partnering. So taking into that account, he did pretty good, I think. But you can see that he was struggling a little bit with trying to, because he's the leader.
Yep.
Guys need to be a little leader in ballroom.
And I think it was clear in this number that Whitney was the leader. I think that she saved that number, and I think he's really lucky that it got paired with her in this ballroom number, because if he were to do a samba with somebody else like Amber or somebody who's not quite as skilled in this genre, I think he would have fallen flat. Mm-hmm. But I think she really saved it. So I think he kind of lucked out this week. Is that a fair statement?
I think so. And I think he'll move on.
Yeah.
But, this...
I don't have him in my bottom three.
I don't have him in bottom three either. Nope.
This next couple, though, might be in my bottom three. Absolutely they are. Tiffany and George. I thought that they were... It wasn't a bad number. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Sometimes I see these, I don't know if it's contemporary or lyrical, what the style is exactly. Mm-hmm. But those, they all kind of blend for me a little bit. I feel like it's so common to... watch these numbers. And Sonia, I love her. I think she's fantastic. I feel like her choreography is a little bit dull so far this season. It's a little bit expected. And I feel like I can only watch these styles where people just run across stage and jump into each other's arms and hold each other and they have flowing fabric. And I can only watch them so long before I'm just like...
Well, if there's no connection between the dancers...
That was a big part of it.
It was very disconnected. It felt off. So if there is no connection, then the choreography is not going to save it. The dancers aren't saving it. It's just, it's two people dancing, not dancing as one.
Yes. Yes.
I definitely got chills in parts of it.
Parts of it, exactly. But it was very disconnected. Mm-hmm. I felt like the moves weren't, I don't know, I felt like it wasn't linked. I don't know if you can say that in this style of a dance, but the moves weren't linked. I felt like they went and did a phenomenal move here, then a phenomenal move here, and in between it was kind of like I just kept losing. I'm like, I kept falling in and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't dislike the number, but at the end of the night, it was one of my bottom three.
It was fine.
I wrote down that Kenny said that they showed the pain and the glory of youth. Then I think Nigel was one who mentioned that Sonia, her choreography's changing. It seems like she maybe is in love. She grew her hair out. She has long, curly hair. She's a little more girly than she's been in seasons
past.
She's
gone soft.
I like when she has a mohawk, she shaves half her head, and she's like crazy tortured Sonia when she's a nut job. I love that version because I like true artists. Sometimes they're just crazy. I like that. Like when Mia Michaels used to be crazy. Now she's got long hair and she's still crazy. But when she shaved her head, she was phenomenal. And Sonia, I think that women just need to shave their heads. Britney did it and she came back.
When women's crazy brings the edge, and I think that's what's missing from her choreography.
Yeah.
I think it was one number. Her stuff is pretty.
She's intense. A genius. She's one of my top choreographers of my life. Not that I know a lot, but just from the show, basically. And the three
life.
I know in real life. I love her, though.
As an artist, she's exploring her softer side.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. Just because you fall in love doesn't mean you have to lose any creativity. Perfect example of that, nappy tabs. Tabitha's pregnant. 12 months pregnant, it looks like. And they choreographed this next number, which was Janaea and Brandon.
Yep.
We think that's how we pronounce her name. They pronounced her name five different ways tonight.
It's Janaea, I believe, if that's correct. Yes. So
their number I really, really kind of enjoyed, and my eyes went to Brandon a lot.
That's what I wrote.
For obvious reasons, obviously, but I thought that he danced the hell out of it.
I love watching him.
Yeah.
He has so much passion, and it shows. So it's one thing to watch it live. It's another to be able to express that through the screen and through a camera. There's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. I love watching him.
And just in little moments, the strength and a little bit of swag, just enough where it doesn't look cocky, it doesn't look contrived. And somehow, he a big brother. He a big guy. And he's sexy, but he's those dimples and the way he can throw on a white beater and look like thug, rocking out high tops and low riding jeans, but still somehow is really likable and charming. And that's really interesting because he doesn't seem like some street performer.
Right.
He's a really likable guy. He's good looking. He's got charisma. I'm in love with him. Clearly,
AJ does not like him at all.
I know, but it's interesting that he was able to pull that off because what is he? He's a stepper.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't completely out of genre. Obviously, he got lucky with their type of choreography.
But he's got some good solid technique.
Yeah.
He's got a foundation there, and you do see that. I felt like with the Janaya. I just said it was Janaya. You know, I felt she was a little lost. And you know what was interesting was that you said, "Who is she? I don't remember her." And I felt like on stage she just sort of receded into the background while he was like at the forefront of this.
We've been covering the show. What did I say? How many episodes?
Seven
now?
Weeks.
This is our seventh week, and I don't remember ever seeing her. Is that terrible? I don't even remember her making the top 20. I remember Brandon though, but.
I think last week they finally were like, here's, you know, Janaya. Yeah. Here you go.
We never saw her the whole season.
Janaya.
Whatever her, we don't even know how to say her name.
But, I loved her in the last week's Contemporary, when they introduced the groups. She stood out to me in then.
Okay, which number was she in?
She was the one with Amelia and the brown.
All the brown flowy dresses? I hated that one. I talked about that again. Another Contemporary number with flowy costumes. Drives me crazy. I don't like it. They need to find new costumes.
It goes with the movement. It matches the flow. When you go, your dress goes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the art.
When you go, your dress goes too.
Yes.
You know where I like
to go? The technical term.
You know where I like to go?
Where do you like to go?
Online to AfterBuzzTV.com. It's a fantastic website. You can watch all of our shows. But while you're there, you can also click on Amazon. There's a banner in the top right corner. If you guys have purchases to make for any special occasion, do so on Amazon and get there by clicking on AfterBuzzTV.com first. It's one extra click. It doesn't cost you guys a penny. It takes 2 seconds of your time, and it really helps us out. We'd really appreciate it so we can keep doing what we do and having fantastic guests like Alexi here. We would really, really appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you.
Please and thank you.
And we do want to mention a little bit, for those of you that do have DirecTV out there, we want to mention, I know a lot of you are suffering the frustration with their dispute with Viacom.
Mm-hmm.
We're just as frustrated as well, because I know that includes TV Land and VH1 and MTV. It's a lot of shows that we cover here at AfterBuzz TV. So, you know, write to DirecTV. Let them know that you're unhappy, because we're frustrated too, and we want to get everything back up and running as soon as possible.
DirecTV. Pull it together. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it there. Thank you so much. So moving on to our next couple. Oh, P.S. I wanted to mention that Brandon and Janaya's number to Take Care, Drake and Rihanna.
Oh.
One of my favorite songs. And as it came on, I was like, really? You know Nappy Tabs have been waiting for months for the show to start back up so they could do a number for that. It's the first number they did this season. I'm like, oh,
it's
great
song.
Fantastic. Of course. It's exactly their type of music.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I loved it. I enjoyed it. And I wonder when she's going to have that baby. I mean, she's about to pop any day now.
Yeah, she should be.
Yeah.
She's in her third trimester, I think.
I think she's in her fourth now. Is there a fourth? She's in it. If there is, for sure.
She found it.
Right. So moving on to our next couple. Another couple I think might be in some trouble. Alexa and Daniel, which is odd because Alexa was such a big favorite coming into this. She got all the attention in the last few episodes. And here's the notes I wrote down. This is a number choreographed by Sean Cheeseman.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down two notes. I wrote down the word red, and I double underlined it. And then I wrote down stupid everything. I thought the entire number from beginning to end was just dumb. I'm like, get off the scaffolding. It has no place on that stage. It doesn't make any sense. It felt like they were just hiding there for the first part of the number and the last part of the number. I could crawl around scaffolding. I could do those things they were doing. That's not dance to me. To a degree, I get it. They're performing. But I'm like, show us what you got. It's your first week. Somebody's being eliminated. Two guys and two girls are being eliminated next week.
Yeah.
Show us something. I was just really disappointed. And those costumes. I'm going to let you ladies talk about the costumes, because if I start, I'm going to start sweating. So angry.
Yeah, I know. You know, here's the thing. I love what you said when it came on with scaffolding. She goes, cold-hearted snake. It looks like a Paula Abdul video. It does.
Yes.
Now, the choreography was totally different than that. But, you know, I do think that some of the best part actually was up on that scaffolding in the last, like, 8 seconds. They did a couple cool moves.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like we waited this whole time for you to do that.
I wish they used it more.
Yeah.
Actually.
I wish they used it. In a way that was more interesting. I felt like the levels were so close to each other that you couldn't really see what they were doing. I felt like if those levels were spread out a little more, they could get in and out, because it looked like everything was so tight that it was difficult for them to maneuver in and out of some of – it was interesting, but I felt like there should have been more. Like, it's been done. I mean, you look at West Side Story, any of that old school like jazz type sort of stuff. They use that. The sorts of props, and it can work. I just felt like it was so. They have this huge stage. Use the space. Spread the scaffolding out. Make it interesting. Something.
Yeah.
I felt like they were just like trapped in a box. And while one was doing one move, the other would go behind him, and you couldn't see them both. And I was like, I'm missing the choreography.
I almost thought she wasn't going to make it up into that little box area.
I was scared
on time,
for her too.
She looked like she was struggling to climb up there. Yeah. But I mean, if anyone's looking for like a classic, like use the scaffolding correctly, go watch All That Jazz. Fonzie directed Take Off with Us, the sexiest
West
scaffolding.
Story.
Yeah, West Side Story.
I gave West Side Story a little shout out. Yeah.
But Fosse, to me, that's the classic scene on film, All That Jazz. So.
With the scaffolding,
oh,
for sure.
Unbelievable.
So I get what he's trying to do. And I think I was so distracted by the costumes all the time. Because costumes really are an integral part, especially dance. I mean, those costumes were so god awful.
Yeah.
And it made Alexa look bigger than she was. We all noticed that. Like, she's a tiny girl. That costume did not make her look good. And it made her look bigger than she was, and like she popped a button. So obviously it didn't fit her right.
Yeah,
a tiny girl like that shouldn't be popping buttons.
It cut her in weird places. There was like a zipper on the pants, and I was like, now it's cutting the lines.
And then big ruffles all the way up to her neck. It didn't show off any of her curves.
Yeah, she's way prettier, and she's got a better figure than what they gave her tonight.
Yeah.
I think if they just lowered the waistline a little bit, maybe, showed a little tummy.
We know the high-waisted thing is all the rage right now, but like, there's a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
And I feel like just the material, for whatever reason, was like thick material or something. I don't know. It just didn't.
Thick, shiny spandex.
Yeah. And poor, what's his name? Poor Daniel. That suit. I mean, that's a lot. It was like a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's a lot to dance with.
Yeah.
But I think overall, I walked away from that. The choreography left me cold. I just was like, I just don't feel anything for this dance. I was like, and it ended.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
We talk about this. I cover America's Got Talent also for AfterBuzz. And we talk about on that show so many times these talents or whatever that come on the show, they come out, they walk out on stage, and they've got these phenomenal costumes. And whenever that happens, I'm always leery. I'm like, They put that much time into the costume. They probably didn't put that much time into the actual act. And I think sometimes these choreographers go a little overboard with the costumes because I don't know if they think their number is that phenomenal that they need a great costume to keep up with it, or they're not so sure about how the dance is going. So like,
distract here.
Yeah. Red, flashy. Yeah, I didn't. Ruffles. I
don't know.
I didn't feel it. I'm sorry, Sean. I wasn't a fan. And this next couple didn't do a whole lot better for me, at least. Amber and Nick. They did what type of was it, a waltz?
The waltz.
They did a waltz, which is just kind of sad. I'm like, you don't want to start off with a waltz. Your first episode, So You Think You Dance. She's been trying to get on the show for 42 seasons. Poor Amber. And you actually auditioned with her a couple, like once or twice?
Yeah.
You auditioned
season 5 and season 6.
Okay.
With her.
So you went through the process a couple of times as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard, right? I'm sure.
It's super hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
I auditioned four times. My fourth time was the time I got on.
Wow.
How far did you make it each season? Did you do better in one season and then you regressed a little bit and then you came back? Or
I was lucky enough to get a little bit further each season. I auditioned season 2 and then didn't come back till season 5.
Oh, wow.
And then made it to season 6, made it to Green Mile, the very end. And then they told me I didn't make it. And that was the furthest.
They call it Green Mile?
Yeah. Like right when they tell you.
Yeah.
It's the top 20 dancers are going to...
That's awful. But it's always such a great story, though, when you make it, like, the next year. Because they play that up.
And, Yeah. All that hard work pays off.
I can't imagine making it further, though. Like, season 2 making it further than season 3 coming back and you don't make it as far. That'd be hard to deal with.
That's hard.
Well, what made you not audition between season 2 and 5?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah.
I was just at a time in my life where I was like, okay, maybe this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Totally broken down.
Yeah.
But again, growing up and learning, following my dreams, came back season 5 with a vengeance, clearly, and got further. It took a lot of hard work and a lot of, you have to be very mentally ready for a show like this.
This city will chew you up and spit you out so quickly if you allow it to. And that's the thing. Like, everyone, like, I'm at that age now where my friends are starting to find success. And, like, you never really understand it until it starts to happen to people around you.
Mm.
I moved out here 5 years ago and had no clue how to network, how to get to know anybody. I had no idea how to take any steps in any direction. And you build a group of friends. You're like-minded and you're encouraging of each other. And at some point, and it's happening now in my early 30s, my friends are starting to find levels of success. Small successes still. But at some point, my friends will be that group that's that's been running Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's that group of dancers, the group of actors, group of directors, whatever it is that you're into.
They all come up together.
Absolutely. They just keep pushing and pushing. And
absolutely. Absolutely. It's great. I love success stories like yours. When somebody can stick it out long enough, it's a numbers game out here. It really is.
I'm kind of stubborn.
Yeah. You have to be stubborn. You have to believe in yourself more than anybody else ever could.
You have to be your number one fan.
Absolutely.
And get through that Vegas. We were talking about that, how tough Vegas is. It's brutal. And all hours and early hours.
Physically, emotionally, it's just, ugh.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as I tear these let's be clear, as I talk about my least favorite numbers of the night, every single dancer is phenomenal on the show. You have to be just to make top 20. It's not necessarily the dancers I don't enjoy. Sometimes it's just the choreography.
It's what you're given, and sometimes you have to sell it and deal with it. Mm-hmm. And
unless you're wearing a red costume. There's no way to sell that. I'm so sorry,
you
guys.
You have to sell it through the red costume.
Yeah, right. Tough. Well, Amber and Nick, our next duo, Jason, they have a Jason. Is it Gilkison or Gilkinson? Is there an N in there?
Gilkison.
Okay, you guys both said different things to me right now.
I think it's
Gilkison.
That's what I wrote down, too.
Yeah.
But then I swear they said Gilkison at some point, so I get really confused by the show. They don't know his name. They don't know what's the other girl's name?
Janaea.
They don't know her name. But Amber and Nick, they do the waltz, and Amber's intro was adorable, I thought. They did these, like, 9-second intros for season 9. They all get 9 seconds to introduce themselves. And so they run through this list of things. Some of them are forgettable. Some are memorable. I just have to give a shout-out to Amber and to somebody at home watching right now. She said one of her things that she loves bunnies. Bunnies are a general theme in my life right now. I get it, and one other person in the world gets it. I'll explain it to you ladies later. I just want to give a shout-out to bunnies. Hashtag bunnies. So Amber loves bunnies. I'm like, I wouldn't have guessed that from her. Right. Really?
We're neither.
Yeah.
But it's cute.
Yeah.
I love that she skates.
She skates?
Yeah. She said she skates. I don't know what that means.
Oh, really?
Skateboards.
Yes. She said skateboarding. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Love that.
You know what I love about her this season? Because she's auditioned for how many seasons? Three or four?
Five, six. I think she did maybe like three, five, and six.
I think so, too.
Because she skipped a season somewhere.
Okay. So this is her fourth time around?
Fourth time around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like you. Same thing.
Lucky number four.
And she finally learned how to do her hair this year. That's a big part of it. I mean, your overall appearance is integral to being successful on the show. And her hair was – those other seasons where she, like, got sent home, she, like, broke and busted. And her hair
– she was sweating the whole day.
Yes. Well, I know, but her
dancing
hair –
dancing the whole day.
But her hair now is flawless. She looks so good. The color, everything. Just looks – she looks cute.
We got into a little bit of a disagreement about this the last show. This is what did happen. But I said, you know, polish, like, from head to toe is part of what you're selling because you're trying to get the audience to vote for you. And it is important to have some type of look, whatever that is. So – and she looks so much more polished. This
completely,
around, so it's good
because we talk about this all the time. But it's not America's best dancer; it's America's favorite dancer. Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to vote for somebody who's broke and busted. They're just not going to. You have to pull it together. You got to believe in yourself before anybody else does.
Yep.
And finally, Amber believes in herself. Unfortunately, I don't think her shoes believe in her because her shoes were killing her the whole time. Those toes. I understand it's difficult on those ugly ass whatever type of shoes
the
you wear.
The ballroom 12
they're
shoes.
Awful. And it's really hard to make them look good. I felt like her feet very oftentimes looked like when I watch another dancing show where people who aren't dancers dance. Their feet look very similar on Dance with the Stars. Their feet look like that. And you can tell they're not dancers.
She was tripping a lot. And I was worried that she was going to trip on her train. But the feet, like she was trying to catch up, whether it was to the steps, to the music, to her partner. But she was like behind a little bit and it worried me a little bit because I was like, are we going to watch her fall completely on her face? But she kept it together though, which was good.
I think there was only once I was like, be careful with the skirt.
Yeah.
What I wrote down was that I felt like the dance was beautiful in moments. There were sometimes I was like, oh, there she is. There, they look great together because Nick is actually a ballroom dancer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't see it. I'm like, this is your, he wasn't bad, but he didn't stand out like Whitney and like what's the other girl? The other blonde.
It's Whitney and Lindsay.
Whitney and Lindsay. Like in their genres, they nailed it. And he didn't look that great as a ballroom dancer. And I'm like, this is supposed to be your best.
Yeah, but he didn't last week either, or a couple weeks ago. He did the trio with the two girls, with Whitney and Lindsay.
Yes, and they totally outshine him.
Yeah, he's very boring. He gets lost on stage. Yeah. You don't notice him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still at least watched Amber, even though, you know, she sort of struggled through it, which I think was more the choreography. I don't necessarily think it was her fault. She does need, she has a lot of power behind her dancing, so I think she needs to surrender, as Kenny Ortega would say, to a little bit more softness, I think, in her dance. But I think the choreography didn't do anyone justice.
Yeah, I think if anybody has anything to be nervous about, it's probably Nick. Yeah. Because this is so typical, but at the beginning of every season, the first few episodes, I said this before, like, the duplicates get sent home. There's always, like, a couple blondes, a couple brunettes that are kind of, like, one of them's more forgettable than the other. It always happens.
Yep.
And those are the ones that go home. He's one of those guys that looks like a few other guys. They all kind of look similar. Amber, she's the only sister on the show. I mean, that will help her out in the first round or two, because she just stands out. She naturally just looks different from everybody else, and it's a good thing for her, because I don't know that she really danced her face off tonight.
Mm-mm.
You know, but I think she'll be safe, though. I think Nick, he's got something to worry about.
I would be worried if I were Nick.
And Amber, she's got the backstory. She's like, it's my fourth year. I finally made it. People are still, like, you know, Vegas just happened. People are still pulling for her, but that won't last forever. So hopefully she gets in a genre next week where she can really show off, and because I like her. I like her a lot, actually. I hope she does better next week. And then I love how Nigel makes a plug for Dance Moms. He calls out Abby Lee Miller in the audience.
And then all of a sudden she's there.
She's like, what, huh?
What?
Did she crimp her hair? What exactly did she do to her hair tonight?
I think she's Beachy Waves.
Beachy
Waves. She was in Malibu today.
Summer, LA.
She was Beachy Waves, Abby Lee Miller.
I'm not going to make a joke right now about a beached whale, but I want to so bad. Wait, did I just say that out loud? I'm so sorry.
I know.
She drives me nuts.
I actually, I watched this first season. I stopped watching season two because it's so, and I don't know about you. I mean, I was a trained dancer when I was younger, but the verbal abuse with those little girls is unbelievable. My mother would have pulled me out of there.
That's what I say. Exactly. Like, personally, if I was in that studio, it wouldn't go on.
But the show's
long.
Dance Moms. And the show is about the moms. If you really watch it, like, any good mother would not leave their kids in that studio. They threaten every episode to pull their kids, but those moms love being on camera.
Ugh, how it sad. Hurts my heart.
Because the little girls are all like sweethearts. The girls are all really nice. Yeah. The moms are crazy. Yeah. And Abby Lee's nuts.
Therapy. There's going to be a lot of therapy later on.
Yes.
And the sad thing is that these girls are all tricksters. Some of them have some nice natural technique, but they're not doing the ballet and stuff that they need, the foundation. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they go to another studio and get a little bit more training, because you see them in episodes like the Joffrey when they did the audition. You're like, no one would go into the Joffrey and start doing, you know, all these sort of acrobatics and things like that.
Right. This is crazy. Well, these girls are going to be in So You Think You Can Dance season 17.
Yeah. 20.
20. I have no idea how old they are. I don't even care. Oh, so our next duo we've got, I kind of like them. They're like one of those middle groups for me, but I really enjoyed it. Will and Amelia.
I love this.
I love this.
It was kind of like a cross between Cats and what else did I say? A little bit of West Side Story at moments. Some of like the style, maybe a little bit of Fosse in there at moments. I thought it was great. I thought Amelia looked hot. You pointed out that they put tights on her to cover up those white ass legs. Thank goodness.
It was great.
Will, I didn't think in the package leading up to it when they were showing their like rehearsals, I was like,
he's going to be
Will.
A mess.
He's a boo-boo.
A what?
He's so cute. My sister called them boo-boos when they're cute.
Okay, all right. I can get down with it.
He's the one with the little tummy, remember?
I said fat, but
he danced it out.
Yes.
Like he did his job.
And he was cheeky when he needed to be. He had a little white boy swag when he needed to. Like, and I didn't expect that from him at all. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. He's tall, too. He's a big guy.
He is.
It's a lot to move around. And Amelia surprised me because when the top 20 go out on the stage at the very beginning, do their like little 3 seconds of dancing or whatever, I was like, okay, I'm getting a little bit bored of her. I was like, I don't know if she's really going to stand out for me anymore. It was neat. Her little thing was cool for a minute. And then tonight, it was a completely different style. And I was like, okay, I got this. It was a Nappy Tabs number. Thank goodness for them. Threw her into something different. I like seeing her in that hip hop genre, that kind of a little grittier.
I loved it. It was so theatrical.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It was hip hop, but it was still fun and playful, which I think was a nice blend for both of them.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't go, I mean, I don't think those two, I don't imagine, I don't know. It's going to take them a while before I feel like they're the types that are really going to get down and get dirty when they dance. Maybe Amelia is a little more accustomed.
She's a performer. That's the one good thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the show was sort of like slogging along today, and all of a sudden we were like, finally a performance. Like, yeah. We got something out of people, and I thought that this one, they really shined. And it was different. It was quirky. And, you know, Amelia's weird. I mean, she really is weird, but it's great.
It's like, quirky,
I love
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I love so that different. Quirkiness. Yeah, it's needed.
When I wrote down, also, they're the first couple that I really, really noticed worked as a pair. I felt like they both brought the absolute best out of each other. And sometimes, like, I would never put those two together. I would never have guessed that they would work well together. But whether they, I don't know if you choose, if they drew out of a hat this year, they didn't really say.
I was wondering that.
But they lucked out either way. Mm-hmm. They're really great together.
I think
they're both kind of quirky and kind of different, and it blends well. I think they feel comfortable with each other and safe.
Yeah.
Where they can allow themselves to kind of really perform.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I thought the costumes were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a perfect use of a prop. I loved it. Like, as opposed to the scaffolding, which I did not enjoy, I loved the dumpster. I'm not mad at the good dumpster.
It worked really well.
It was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, well, not really. It's a dumpster. It's a weird analogy. Okay, I see what you're going with. All right.
And one good thing to note was that their partnering was really spot on between the two of them. And, you know, we saw the difference, the other end of the spectrum, when Keon was partnering in his dance. So you start seeing who the strong partners are again, and that was a good one to look at, a good example.
Absolutely. I feel like this episode was definitely the talent was definitely backloaded on this episode. The end of the episode finished so strong. The first few dances, they weren't bad. I thought the opening one was good, but then there's a lot of forgettable ones. And then all the really great dances, I feel like, came at the end of this episode.
Now, how did they pick that? I mean, do you know, like, if you're going to be, at the front of the show or the back of the show? Did the director decides that?
From what I remember, I think it's just... So there is a pre-rehearsal. Mm-hmm. You get to run your numbers, and then they decide who goes where.
Yeah.
I don't believe they pull it out of a hat. They might change it.
I guarantee you they don't. I guarantee you they pick them because, a show can live or die by the order of the performances. And I know for a fact that, like American Idol, they start their show and end their show with their big performances because they do the same thing. They have tech rehearsals, and they go through their, you know, sound checks. And then based on that, based on the rehearsals, then they place them. So you can argue that shows a little bit of favoritism, but if you're nailing it, it's a show. You got to put on a show first and foremost because the ratings are more important than who wins the show.
Well, this one was a slow build-up today.
Yes, it was a slow simmer. Slow simmer. Yeah. But we have some really exciting performances coming up that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But first, we'd like to ask you guys to all go on iTunes. If you guys like our show, you like what we're doing here at AfterBuzz, you like the guests that we have in studio, which we do. We do love having you here.
Thank you.
If you like all these things, we want you to let us know about it. So get on iTunes and rate and comment. Only rate us high. Only give us good comments. I'm just kidding. But I will respond to your comments. I love going on there every now and then and reading them and letting our fans know that we're listening to you and we're making adjustments for you. Also, if you guys have an iPhone, Apple just released a new app called Podcasts with an S, where you can have all of your favorite podcasts automatically downloaded to your iPhone. So you can set up to have all four of my shows I do at AfterBuzz this summer automatically sent to your phone. You can listen to me everywhere you go. You could hear this voice all the time. So if you guys would do that, we'd really appreciate it. And also tell your friends about us. Please, please, please tell your friends. We know you guys love the show, and we know that if you love the show, your friends probably love, so you think you can dance too. So tell them we're here. Because when the show's over, I mean, what are you going to do? Sit around on a couch and cry that it's over? No, you're going to spend the next hour with us, Kristen and I, and sometimes Corinne, and sometimes Caitlin. They're not here tonight. We miss them. We love them. They'll be back next week. Fingers crossed.
We'll be here, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. We will not.
We'll be here.
We will not leave you. So next, we've got an interesting dance. It was an African number. Yes? Is that how you pronounce it?
African jazz.
African with a K.
African jazz.
Choreographed by Sean Cheeseman again, correct? I forgot to write the N down. I wrote down C. Cheeseman. There's the N. Got it. Janelle and... How
Darian.
You say it?
Darian.
I don't want to say Darian. Beyonce, I love you still. I love, love, love Janelle. Love her. And I like Darian too. I really do, but... I'm sorry, Janelle is everything to me this season. And that poor girl's been put through it. Apparently, she got 5 stitches in her head when she was announced in the top 20. She flung her head around that door and gave herself 5 stitches.
They never finished that story. We didn't know that. We just thought she bumped her head and she was fine.
Yeah.
Where was the blood?
I don't know, but she's been injured 5 times, and this is the first actual round where they're competing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, girl, pull it together. She didn't even compete, or she didn't even dance in the last episode 2 weeks ago.
It worries me, because your season, we talked about this earlier, you said your season, the three big injuries, you
had
the season.
There were so many injuries, and there were only 11 of us in our season.
Wait, 11?
A top 11, season what? 7. Yeah.
Oh, did you have All-Stars come back?
Yes.
Oh, they did that a couple seasons, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, our season was the only top 11.
How many girls,
10.
How many guys?
6 girls, 5 guys.
So you made top 6 just to get on the show. I mean, that had to have been a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
I mean, in all honesty, to be turned down for top 20 season after season, then to make top 6.
It was huge for
me. That's crazy.
And they came to our houses to tell us whether or not
Mary Murphy.
Yeah, who came to your house?
Mary.
It was? Where did you grow up?
Roland Heights, which is Southern California.
I was like, okay, what state's that in? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Here. I'm from
here,
Ohio.
Born and raised here.
Got it.
Apparently rare. Every time I tell people that, they're like, really?
Yeah, it is rare.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's how I like my steak, too. Oh. I'm hungry now. Moving on.
Bacon.
Bacon. Oh, Lord. Was Janelle the bacon girl? No, who was it? The girl got sent home a few...
She got sent home, yeah. Bacon girl.
Remember, did you watch the episode where the girl eats a pack of bacon every day? She loves to eat bacon. That skinny little brunette. She's adorable. That night after we watched that show, I went home and I got a pack of bacon and I ate it. And I tweeted her that night. I'm like, I'm eating bacon right now. Applewood smoked bacon.
Oh. From Trader Joe's. It's good.
I'm a fat kid. Mm. So this African jazz number, I thought it was cool. I think it's weird that Sean Cheeseman did this number as well and also put them in all red. Must have been the color of choice for him tonight.
Yeah.
Their costumes, though, they made sense for me. I didn't dislike them. I mean... Whatever.
It worked for the number, I think.
It's an African number. You shred something, let it hang off of you, and you spin around and throw your hands in the air a lot.
I
actually really enjoyed the number. I did point out, though, that it reminded me of one of my favorite films of all time, the African Anteater ritual from the 80s hit Can't Buy Me Love, starring Patrick Dempsey and some girl who played Cindy Mancini, who was fierce. but it reminded me of that number they did in the gym at the prom. I was like, all right, I get it. Which was also an African number, though. It was an African number from American Bandstand, in all fairness, though. So, again, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But now that I say that, ladies, take over. Explain what I just said.
Well, what I thought the choreography was, I thought it was fresh. It was something that we hadn't seen before in the show. Oh, my gosh.
I'm a mess.
I know. Yes. But you know, and that's the thing. I mean, we saw a lot of contemporary today, and we saw, you know, some hip-hop and stuff like that, but we didn't see anything like the African jazz. And so when you do see something like that, it's dynamically performed, you go, something different, something unique. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Sean redeemed himself, because that other number with Alexa... And who was with her? Will?
Alexa? Daniel.
Daniel.
Yes.
The scaffolding number.
Yes. Not so good.
Kind of fell flat.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things that it really stood out. And it's also another one that was choreographed very well for the camera.
Yes.
They used their moments. And at the end, they did their like fierce look. Yeah. Which is good.
They were really, I love the way they executed it too. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes African jazz cannot be executed well, and they don't use that grounded, and they don't really throw themselves into it, and those dancers did.
You know, he also said there was a lot of like Caribbean vibe to it, a lot of like a little bit of French, a little bit like a lot of different styles thrown into it. When I watched it, I think this is going to sound so probably ignorant of me, but when I watch it, it feels different to me in the way that watching like a Bollywood number feels different. Totally a different style. Obviously, the African is more like down into the ground, I feel like, in the Bollywood. But it's a lot of really, 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 really quick, precise movements. Kind of really hit over and over. And it feels like just like a drag race. It feels like it goes so fast that I don't know how on earth I could keep up with it. Because there aren't moments, like some of these dancers, and we'll talk about this one actually within the next one, there's moments built into the dance, I feel like, where they're like, okay, here's where you would catch up. If you get off, this is where you can catch yourself and get back into the dance. This dance is African jazz, and there's not a moment to breathe. I don't know how they do it.
No, and remember, they're moving fast, and they're grounded. Like, you have to be, like, down in your plié. You have to be feeling the earth and everything, and that's not as easy. You know, your center of gravity is lower when you're dancing, like, that quickly.
And you work those quads.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Using that plié.
Because I think generally, I remember, I've seen a couple of these types of numbers before, and I was always like, oh, well, they're throwing themselves around the stage. It doesn't seem like it'd be difficult. It doesn't seem like it's being choreographed. But I was watching tonight, and I'm like... That looks really, really hard. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Super hard.
I could do it. Just kidding. Never. Not going to happen.
You're saying that.
So our next duo, though, and this is where the show gets hot for me, okay? Not because this next number was so phenomenal.
Cyrus.
Yeah, Cyrus. I love Cyrus. He is. He makes me smile. It's not even that I think he's, like, so hot or that I think he's, like, whatever, got all this, like, charisma. He just makes me smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his story. This is why I think he'll win the show. He just tugs at your heartstrings. He's so motivated and so dancing out of his league on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that. They're like, you're not the best dancer here. You're not even one of the better ones. But he gives 200% to every single thing he does, and that reckless abandon that he throws
that
himself.
Joy.
Yes. And he's so excited to learn.
That's what dancing is all about.
And that's why it's America's favorite dancer, not America's best. Because the dancers who grow on the show and open themselves up to the process, those are the ones that it's genuine. And Americans, especially, we like to pull for those underdogs and see somebody experience something new. Mm-hmm. And he's experiencing this. Wow. He was great.
He's happy to be there.
And he also had a partner, Eliana. By the way, she's great, too. I actually loved her. I wish they hadn't straightened her hair, though.
Yeah.
I lost
that
it.
That was the worst of it for you?
Yeah. I was like, she's known for her beautiful hair. Yeah.
I was surprised that the judges liked this number so much. I mean, it was choreographed by Tice. I mean, he's got a huge background in Broadway, but in musical theater. But I felt like it was really uninspired choreography. I mean, Hairspray is a show that's been done over and over and over. And Adam Shankman did it very well in the film and everything. Mm-hmm. But I kind of was like, really? They were really moved by that. I mean, it was inspiring to watch Cyrus and what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And they both sold it as much as they could. But I felt choreographically, I was like, the movement's, it's fine. It wasn't that tricky. It wasn't that complicated.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was really entertaining.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of them to be able to put that ballet and animator together. And I mean, clearly, some people don't think it worked, but I thought it was
okay. Clearly, me.
Clearly.
I get what you're saying completely. I enjoyed it. Had I not known their backstories, though, mm-hmm. I don't think I would have enjoyed it nearly as much.
Mm.
So I get what you're both saying, because I agree with both of you. I think that this is exactly what I was talking about a moment ago, though, where I felt like there were a lot of moments built into this dance for Cyrus to catch up.
Mm.
There were a lot of times where Eliana was dancing her face off and he was kind of standing there still,
yep.
or just getting set up for his next move. So I could see, like, it wasn't the – but he performs.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how in dance – and again, I don't know a whole lot about it, but when somebody can make you forget all the stuff they're not doing – by these little moments every now and then where they just give you like a little something,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty incredible. And he can do that.
He's a great performer. Yeah. Although it makes me think, though, is Tice doing him a disservice? Because Tice was very nervous about Cyrus in this piece. Is Tice as a choreographer doing Cyrus a disservice as a dancer by just having him like stop and wait or pose or while, you know, Eliana's doing something?
Right. I think you got to push him a little more.
Yeah.
Because Tice was really, really excited about this afterwards. He was going crazy. And like, that just tells me, like, you didn't believe in Cyrus at all, apparently. And you were just impressed that he pulled that off. I think he can do better. I think he has to, if nothing else, he will keep pushing himself.
Yep.
Cyrus
mm-hmm.
will. We have a couple big performances coming up. I think probably our two favorite of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into them, I think we should probably go to a commercial break.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Do you like that, Alexi? The old Wooly Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better follow him on Twitter.
I will.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Wooly Bear.
So our last two performances of the night, they are exactly what this show is all about to me. I say that sometimes you watch an entire episode and there's nothing memorable. Sometimes you watch an episode, there's three or four. We talked about the hummingbird routine that Hawk did a few seasons back, or the Lacey and whoever it was. Or Danny Tidwell and the Cha-Cha with what was her name? Anya. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain numbers each season that just stand out for me. The bench routine, obviously, it was, I mean, forever amazing. These two last routines will probably stand out in my mind for a while. It's interesting to see what they're going to be able to do the rest of the season. I'm sure there's some great stuff coming up that we can't even imagine just yet. But this next one is a Travis Wall number, which I love this. I love that Travis went from being a dancer on the show to this phenomenal, one of the best choreographers on the show. His choreography is always dead on, and they're so lucky to have him, and he's 24 years old.
He's so talented.
I mean,
so
talented. I think it's also great for similar choreographers, and I would say Mia Michaels is probably his closest competition on the show, or the blonde from Australia. Mm-hmm. What's her name? She did a number last week. I love her.
Yeah, it's short blonde hair.
Yeah, she came from Australia.
Oh, Stacey Tookie.
Yes, Stacey Tookie.
Canada.
Canada, that's right. Maybe she worked on the Australian show. Let's just say she did.
Yeah, probably.
Did she? Fantastic. Great. So, no, but I think that it really makes them up their game, though, to this young up-and-comer on the show. Like, cause
he's so young.
You know, Mia Michaels, you get nominated every year for awards, and you don't want somebody like this guy to come up and get the contemporary nomination that year or whatever.
Steal your Emmy.
Exactly. And he could do it. Has he won an Emmy yet, or has he been nominated yet?
I believe so.
He's
been nominated. Yeah. I do know that. I don't know if he's won. Do you want me to look?
Well, you could Bing it. Bing.com. Bing is for doing, and you could do that for me right now as I talk about this next pair. They did a contemporary number. It was Audrey and Matt. And the thing is, like, going into this, Matt's the one that looks like Ryan Gosling, right? That's Matt. Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Yep. This number looked like they said it was a take on Jack and what's your name?
Rose.
Jack and Rose from Titanic, which is funny because the couch did look just like it. And in their intro package, they had a sketch of Audrey on the ground looking like Rose, like laying back on the couch. I'm like, come, are you serious? That was humiliating.
I was like, wow, they just did that.
Too much. Mm-hmm. But it was like a cross between Titanic and The Notebook.
Yes.
And
exactly.
It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
I mean, Audrey is one of the dancers that, for me,
totally surprised me.
Yes. She never really, like, struck me as somebody I was going to pay attention to in the audition rounds or in Las Vegas. And then she just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Her legs and her toes, her extensions, and how quickly she moves in and out of every little... And with
she's
such,
small.
Yes, but she doesn't dance small.
No,
she's
both
a huge presence. And and speaking of presence in a different way, he was present for her the entire time. There were some moves they did where
you
she
had
ran,
to be in
oh,
that
yeah.
number.
When he took her to the couch, ran behind it, she ran off and leapt. And Kristen said that there was almost a moment where in that one split second, she could have fell off that couch on her face or she could have leapt for Jesus. And she leapt. And luckily, Jesus was there in the form of Matt. And he caught her. And it was... Oh,
it was beautiful.
Breathtaking.
It was gorgeous.
The amount of air that, you know, she had with that lift and that, oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. But there, I go back and, like, if you have it on, you know, your DVR, go back and take a look at that moment because she's, like, running on the couch and it looks like she just got caught, like, in a divot in the couch and she was just like, I'm going for it. I'm going to do it.
Oh,
and
well.
She saved it. It was beautiful.
And she leapt like a gazelle.
She did.
She was beautiful.
I mean, both of them they were so vulnerable in that number.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Travis does an amazing job at conceptualizing and actually bringing it through the choreography, what he wants to storytell. And they did an exceptional job of telling that story.
I felt like as far as partners go, he is probably one of the top two strongest of the night for me. He was just there for her because that's a scary number to dance. He had to be there for every intricate little move throughout that entire piece of choreography, and it built to that crescendo. And what was the actual song? Did you write
Unchained Melody?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And oh my lord! And that song just builds and builds and builds.
Well, the timing is very specific on that too, so you really have to be spot on with that as well.
Yeah.
Right. It goes from here to there.
And when you pick a song like that, I mean, that's an iconic song. You have to choreograph something that lives up to it. And Travis Wall, that's what I love about him. He does not back down from a challenge. And he nailed it.
I know,
because
you sit there and you think of, like, the ghost scene, you know, with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze. It's very
iconic American moments. Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is it's the use of props. Like, that, you know, couch became such an intricate part of the dance where, like, I felt – other, you know, dances where we were talking about the scaffolding, mm-hmm. it became kind of extraneous. This one, it was like the three of them together, which is amazing.
It did feel that way. It literally, honestly felt, and it wasn't even just that, what did you call it? A chaise lounge.
A chaise lounge.
Yeah, Nigel, I'm like, it's a chaise lounge. That's what we call it in America. But no, that it really is one of those examples where the prop really, really added to the routine. Because a lot of times props can kind of weigh things down and they just get messy.
Gimmicky. They get gimmicky.
Yeah, and it's just kind of cheesy. Like, I love it, but like, how many times can you use a door on so you can dance? Everybody's always come through a door. Always.
It's always big and dramatic, too.
Yeah, it is. There's the one number, the one season, it was a... Oh, it wasn't Danielle. Who was it? Where they were like hanging on the door and they're fighting and they're breaking up through the door and they both came to the door and came down together?
Katie, oh, yeah. Mercy.
Yes. Phenomenal Katie number. Sheen. That's the proper use of a door.
It's Mia.
Yeah.
Mia Michaels.
Back in her heyday before she got this weird hairdo now.
And with Mia Michaels, she has won choreography award for the Emmy 2011-2010. Wade's won it. But Travis has been nominated. He hasn't won yet.
Well, you know what? This could be his year.
This could be it.
It could be his year. We've got one final duo, and this is the best duo of the night. We've got Lindsay and Cole. They did a paso. It was phenomenal. Jason Gilkison also choreographed this number, yep. and just nailed it. They were so fierce, and it was such a perfect number for both of them because she really – it was gave her the opportunity to really stand out because her best girlfriend who was Lindsay, so it's Whitney. Yeah. The same to me.
I know.
She's gotten kind of all the attention up to this point, and Lindsay tonight – nailed it. I said that she creates, what did I say, frames in a way like nobody else did the whole night. She would hit it and hit it and hit it. Like, not many people can hit their mark quite like that. Beyonce comes to mind. That's the fourth time I brought her up tonight. But Lindsay just hit it, and she was dead on.
The fierce and paso.
Yes, and to be dancing with Cole, who is a martial artist, like, and because this was like a perfect style for him, they complemented each other so well, and they were both so strong in this number. It was just, oh.
I think Lindsay has a maturity at 18 that you don't always see in dancers and stuff like that, because people are sometimes they're still stuck in their technique and they don't have that maturity and that emotion. Mm. And she's got both of them. I mean, she was just on fire tonight.
She was on fire.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. They actually, I think Nigel said it was the best paso he's ever seen on the show, which was I thought was a pretty bold statement. You know, episode one essentially of the season, but you know what? He knows better than we do, right?
Yeah.
I guess. So, I know you have a little bit of news and gossip for us, but before we go into predictions, let's do news and gossip real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I thought this was appropriate since Kenny Ortega was one of the guest judges. I don't know if you guys know, but they are rebooting Dirty Dancing.
Yes. Are they? Because I heard they were, then I heard they weren't.
Yeah.
They are. It's been pushed back. It had an official date of release. They haven't cast it yet, but the official date of release was July 26, 2013. So it was going to be a summer movie next year. Mm. It's officially pushed to 2014 due to schedules. But the names, Lea Michele is the front runner to play Baby.
For Baby.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect, actually.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
And then how about Derek Huff as Johnny?
I get it. It's the most obvious choice, but I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I think he's obviously a phenomenal dancer. Yep. I don't see myself being able to relate to him. I can see myself related. Patrick Swayze, I mean, you got big shoes to fill. And Baby, I mean, they're iconic. Yeah. I think Derek Huff, I love him on Dance with the Stars because he is so incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come across as incredibly genuine to me sometimes. Yep. And I think that's where he might fall flat. He can dance his face off, obviously.
Can he act? I don't know. That's
but you know
thing.
What? Give the guy a shot.
That's it, yeah.
But then his sister had a big role in a couple of dance films recently, and
she's not an actress to me.
She should go back to Dance with the Stars.
Yeah, I like her performing better.
Interesting.
Dancing, yeah.
But Kenny Ortega actually did the original as well.
Yes,
correct?
He did. Yeah. And they're going to do a sequel to Hocus Pocus, which he also directed. So they're doing Hocus Pocus 2.
With the original cast?
I love that movie.
We haven't heard anything about casting or whether Kenny's going to direct, but
Midler,
it's coming again.
Sarah Jessica Parker. And Catherine and Jimmy.
Yep.
Oh, I would die. I love that.
Kenny was my cat after.
Wasn't Jonathan Brandis like the boy in the... Wasn't that back when he was in like his heyday? It was like Jonathan Brandis or Devon Sawa or one of those like little blonde hair boys. It was back in that era where all those little blonde, blue eyed boys were all
was
like
that
popular.
Early 90s.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go into predictions. I'm going to let you start, Alexi, because you are the resident expert. What do you think? What do you think is coming up in the weeks ahead?
Oh, in the weeks ahead.
Who do you think is going home next week?
A lot. Okay, this is hard. This is an incredible top 20.
Mm-hmm.
Based on these performances. Answer. Yeah, I don't know. It all depends, too, on because some of them have such great personalities that could save them. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the show's about, is getting the audience vote. If I had to pick, this is so hard. I hate this. I would probably say, I don't know. I don't want Amber to go home, but I wanted her to give me a little bit more during the waltz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it? What you call?
I actually wrote Nick and Amber down as the two that I think are going to go. And this is where I was worried that, like, two partners, like, sometimes get clumped together, even though we're supposed to be judging individually. Nick has been bland for several weeks now. He just kind of blends in with the wallpaper. I think he's the one to go. I felt like Amber, this wasn't a strong showing for her. The choreography was sort of at fault. And I think she felt a little uncomfortable in the choreography and stuff, too. And I feel like that was enough to say for people to go, I'm not sure about this performance and about these two dancers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, we've got two guys and two girls going home next week.
That's true.
So that's a big one. I actually want two actual pairs because I feel like my bottom three, I feel like two of them, I feel like Amber and Nick could possibly both go home.
Mm-hmm.
Nick especially. Mm-hmm. Amber might have a little bit of a shot. But I feel like one of the other duos that was bad was Alexa and Daniel. I don't think Alexa's going anywhere yet. So I think they're both going to be safe. I think that Tiffany and George are both out.
They're
pretty forgettable. It's pretty. It's all right.
I love George, though.
Yeah,
he's
I do too.
Performer.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I don't love his mustache, though. Oh, George, shave your mustache. But we want to thank you guys for stopping by. Thank Alexi for being in the studio tonight.
Thank you.
Of us here at AfterBuzz, we love what we're doing. We hope that you guys come back and see us every single week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. I'm your host, AJ Gibson. You can follow me at _AJ Gibson on Twitter.
AlexiAgdepa.com.
And you've got Kristen Burt at Kristen Burt or redcarpetcloset.tv.
Thanks for stopping by, you guys. Take care.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
AfterBuzz TV.